Part 2, Chapter 21, Gateway. Organic farmers grow crops that are no less plagued by pests than those of conventional farmers. Insects generally do not discriminate between organic and conventional as well as we do. It is true that they are far more likely than conventional farmers to practice environmentally beneficial forms of biological control, and that they are also more likely to sensibly diversify their crops to reduce infestation. However, most organic farmers have no choice but to rely on chemicals as necessary supplements to their operations. With pests often consuming up to 40% of the crops grown in the United States, they do so as a matter of course. They might refer to these substances as botanical extracts. But according to Ned Groth, a senior scientist at Consumers Union, these toxins are not necessarily less worrisome because they are natural. Exercise 1. The preservation ethic considers nature special in itself. Nature has intrinsic value or worth, apart from human dependence on it. Preservationists have varied reasons for wanting to preserve nature. Some have a strong respect for all life and respect the right of all creatures to live, no matter what the social or economic costs. Other preservationists' interest in nature is primarily recreational. They believe that nature is beautiful and should be available for picnics, camping, fishing, or just for peace and quiet. Some preservationists value the scientific importance of nature. They argue that the human species depends on and has much to learn from nature. Rare and endangered species and ecosystems, as well as the more common ones, must be preserved because of their own or assumed long-range practical utility. Exercise 2. A significant problem with alternative fuels produced from crops is that they can decrease the supply of important foods. Crops like corn are increasingly being diverted from food uses to be made into biofuels. This has increased the overall price of food, making it more difficult for the world's poor to afford adequate nutrition. The World Food Program has already warned that its ability to respond to famine is decreased by having to pay fuel prices for food. Although some studies disagree with such claims that demand for biofuels increases food prices. Higher demand for alternative fuels may also mean that more forests are destroyed to grow biofuel crops. Destruction of tropical rainforests may worsen global warming, since these forests absorb carbon dioxide as they grow. Exercise 3. There is an odd disconnection between theory and practice when it comes to recycling. On a practical level, it is increasingly the case that everyone does it. On a theoretical level, neither environmental advocates nor their critics talk much about it. The disconnection can be found on the shelves in bookstores. Recycling is a favorite topic of books full of household hints to help save the planet. Nothing, it seems, is better suited for do-it-yourself environmental improvement than household waste. But books analyzing the fate of the earth and the state of the environmental movement have almost nothing to say about recycling and solid waste. While recycling is by far the most common practical step that people take to help the environment, the hopes and fears of environmentalists are focused elsewhere. In part, this is, as it should be, other problems, much more difficult to address at the household level, are clearly more urgent than recovery of materials from trash. Exercise 4. When oil is discovered beneath some wildlife reserve, it is no longer enough to argue that the wildlife is worth preserving because it brings an economic return. It may be possible to argue that with a 100-year projection, for oil fields run dry while ecosystems can persist forever. But as the saying goes, people eat in the short term. When this happens, then, and it will happen more and more, the only argument left is the ethical one, that the animals should be conserved because it is right to conserve them. Of course, they should probably bring some economic return, but it is the ethical point that their conservation is good that will enable them to prevail even when their destruction could bring even greater return. The economic return from tourism, in short, should not be seen as the reason for conserving animals. Tourism merely makes it economically possible to do what is right.